Tanya Currie, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard. I'm flat.
No.
I am. My battery's run out. I'm telling you up front now that next week I won't be here. I'm taking the week off.
You know what?
Don't bother me. Don't send me a headline.
I don't want to hear from you.
I'm not even interested. I know you're my friend, but I don't care.
Right. Well, it's actually so funny because I just got a message. You know, so we chatted to Rolene Marks a little bit earlier. I got a message from her straight after the slot to say, now that the adrenaline is over, I can't move. I can't get off the couch. And I think we all feel that. It's been
absolutely
so intense that I know that I'm going to feel that straight after the show today. Just that.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's just been too much.
Yeah, I'm done. Mm. Yeah, I'm so done. Look, it wasn't just me. It was a very strange week in media. There was no really one big story. I mean, if we had to give it to somebody, it would be the vaccination story and the rollout of phase two and corporate South Africa. Good news story. Corporate South Africa joining hands with government.
Yes.
Just like your story was just before I came on. Many of those stories across the country where people are working together to get the vaccination done. And that's good. Like, vaccination over politics. That's the headline of my report this week.
Yes.
And thank God.
Yeah.
Really.
So how is social media viewing the vaccine rollout? Because obviously it's been very negative until now.
Yes, I think firstly, I think there's a myth that South Africa doesn't want the vaccine. We do want it. I don't think the majority are not scared of taking it. They want to take it. They want to move on with their lives, etc. So, there's that myth that needs to be busted from social media. Of course, it's political. So this vaccine apartheid story, the president mentioned it in France, and he said how they're holding on to intellectual property rights, which means we can't produce it here locally, and other countries that are richer than us getting in first. And that is a very big story. It's a political story too. And then, of course, the DA going to inspect where they are rolling out with vaccines. But let me tell you, here in rural KZN, we have a place called Matibatuba, where they are putting out the vaccine to people over the age of 60. Mm. Very organized, very quick, very well orchestrated. So hats off to team that are running rural KZN. They're
brilliant.
Doing a really good job.
That's amazing. And I think there's the other story, and I'm not sure if you've seen it yet. And I hope it does get well publicized, is that Pfizer and the US, the Drug Administration there, have just communicated to South Africa, in fact, that you don't need to keep the vaccines. You can keep them for a week at a normal refrigerator temperature. So whereas in Joburg and the main cities, it doesn't really have much of an impact. Areas that you're talking about, rural KwaZulu-Natal, this has a massive, massive impact.
Yes,
because
it
you
does.
Don't need to have...
Because we're still in summer, you see. We had winter. It was last week, Wednesday.
And that was
my aircon on. Just
no.
For those of you
oh, my word. And Joburg is cold. You know, that icy feeling in the early morning. Wow.
So State Capture Inquiry kept me enthralled. I don't know why I keep watching it, because it's sort of a mute point now that Zuma won't appear. But anyway, like, I was still pleased. Rebecca Mbete made her testimony this week. And she, oh, my word. She basically said how she ignored the entire arms deal report because no one put their name at the bottom of it. Who's going to put their name at the bottom of it? Who exactly?
Absolutely.
That's number one. And then she told us how very busy MPs are and that they have no time for unsigned paperwork. Busy doing what?
Yeah. Filling their Louis Vuittons.
Exactly. Then she also said, if that wasn't bad enough, that State Capture only made corridor talk very late in the day when many cadres were already caught up in it. I mean, what are you talking about? Like Judge Zondo was on the verge of rolling his eyes, and this woman should be behind bars. But then, when I thought it couldn't get more exciting, Norma Gigaba walked in with a bucky load of files and dropped them.
Wow. Yeah, she is, I mean, she is the epitome of hell hath no fury.
No fury, absolutely. Well, this woman, like every denial that Melusia, she refers to, made, she batted with an eye roll and a dismissive display of her hands. She calls him a liar several times. And then she was just getting to the real nitty gritty about how he was unpacking money from one bag to another bag to take it here. And all of a sudden, the state capture inquiry came to a halt. The advocate said that there was a serious security risk and that they had to adjourn. Judge Zondo did adjourn for 5 minutes, came back to say that, yes, there was, in fact, a security risk and that they had adjourned for the day. And, of course, Melusi Gigaba is due at state capture today. So I hope that Norma or Norma, whatever you call her, is safe.
Yeah, I just hope he keeps his clothes on, but yesterday. That's just me.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's politics everywhere, Howard. I mean, the protests, there's protests everywhere. And none of this is news because, well, it's elections 2021. The by-elections left the EFF with egg on their face. Did you see that?
What is going on with the EFF? I made a note early this morning. I want to look into this more because it doesn't make sense to me. It's very clear that social media doesn't necessarily always reflect real life because they are the most active on social media. But now that we go to the polls and they just looked terrible, didn't they?
Dreadful, dreadful. Yesterday, EFF is finished was the big hashtag that started to trend. They've had quite a week because they also had to pay back the money for the damages at Brackenfell as well.
They did.
So that story, far smaller than EFF is finished. But yeah, EFF certainly not in the spotlight for good reasons this week. And not that it's any better with any other political party. I mean, Phumzile Van Dam resigned from the DA.
Yes.
She's too good for politics, isn't she?
Well, I said earlier to our listeners, I loved her letter because she didn't go down the normal thing. She said, I'm not resigning because of racism. I felt there was a dignity. There was a tremendous amount of dignity in that letter. I was very, very impressed with it, I must say.
So was I. I think her head was held high, absolutely. I hope it stays that way. Then the IFP are tearing chunks out of the ANC and the ANC tearing chunks out of Buthelezi. I can't keep up, guys. I'm not going to pretend I can. I can't. I've tried to work out these stories and all I can come back with is elections. That's all I can say. And then, of course, the Zuma trial, which was postponed for the 11th time, you'll remember. But Zuma's cronies, when they were addressing the crowd outside, there was heckling and booing. Now, this is a very bad thing. Booing is very, very, very bad. It's so bad that they have to launch an inquiry.
What?
Into who was booing. Yes, my love.
God, no. You're making this
up. Has to be because the crowd was paid. Why else would you do such a thing?
Right. And of course, paid for protests is not something the ANC has ever done in the past before.
No, not at all. I mean, then also Zuma wants Advocate Downer out, and that's the guy who put Shabir Sheikh away. So I think that's what that's all about.
Yeah.
And then Ace Makhashile never apologized. In fact, he laughed at the journalists and when they asked him the question, and then nothing happened. Then he said he's going to bring the whole of the Free State to the Zuma trial, as if he is like the king of the Free State and everybody's following him. I think you probably need one bus.
It's actually just, do you think these guys are continuing to take themselves seriously?
Well, we don't.
No, we don't.
I don't know why they are, because they're not taking them seriously at all. I mean, if that wasn't enough, the IEC launches another commission to assess our readiness as a nation to hold elections. We're never ready, guys.
No, we're
never ready. We weren't ready last election or the election before that, but somehow we always get it done. Just stand 2 meters apart, put a mask on, and we're going to be fine.
You'll be fine, absolutely. And play some music.
We do have a very big problem with the election, and that is we don't know who to vote for, okay? Can we concentrate on that?
And it's a genuine problem, but I see that also there were some issues with Herman Mashaba and his party because
everywhere. So, like I said, I didn't keep up. I'm not going to pretend I could. Certainly, the vaccine rollout was the biggest story. About 58,000 unique items this week. Big hashtags coming out. Vaccine apartheid, one of the biggest hashtags in that data set.
It makes me a bit dilly, this, because it really, to me, just feels like yet another excuse for the fact that our government has let us down. If we didn't steal all the money, we would have had money to pay for vaccines a lot earlier, and we wouldn't have had the problem. So talk about vaccine apartheid is just so dishonest and disingenuous, in my view.
Well, if they are holding an intellectual property rights, it means we can't manufacture here. That is wrong, isn't it? I mean, that's,
well, I think it's a balance, because the problem is that if we force, if you force the pharmaceutical companies too soon to open up all of their ingredients, so to speak, that means that next time they're not incentivized to find a vaccine. And then we'll all be in trouble need to be able
to cut down some money. Hey?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So I think somewhere there's a balance. Yeah. There should almost be this process. I just want to read you a message. Karen M says, I just had my vaccine at Discovery. It was so organized. Nobody was allowed in without proof of an SMS. My time slot was 8 to 10. I was done at 7:53. Lots of fun panels directing us like we were at a Disney ride. It was an unbelievable experience. But isn't that wonderful to hear that type
You're
of
wonderful.
Message?
Really wonderful. Corporate South Africa joining hands with government. We can do it, see?
Mm.
We can do it. We just have to put aside the politics. Back to protests and the two big stories this week. Mangaung shut down and Zod spread. I mean, Mangaung left the body of a child at the hands of a foreign national, which was really, and the protest that came after that was just horrific. And then vigilantism took over Zandspreet as 9 men were corralled into a sports field and set alight. My eyes can't even compute what I'm seeing, So, and then there were strange stories making their rounds. Find Simpiwe Manzini. I don't know if you saw this.
Mm-mm. What was that?
There was a hashtag going around saying this person had been kidnapped and this person was checking in as she was kidnapped at the places where the kidnappers were taking her. Half of Joburg was running around looking for her.
Oh, I saw that. And it was
a hoax.
Yeah, it was all a hoax. I saw it after. That's disgusting.
I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
It's so disgusting. And then a Cape Town bully set a pupil's hair alight. I mean, I can't even with that story. That school rapist also was handed himself in. I'm so glad to see that. And then Bonang is suing Ria because of his comments about AKA's drug abuse. I mean, that's also another story. Majachi, the rain queen, is not ready for the throne. That was a man that said that, by the way. And the Rand is performing better than ever before.
Could he explain that?
Somebody explain that.
You go. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. And just one more thing before I let you go. The article that I wrote about our discussion last week was trending on News 24, an incredible response. And I tell you that I loved it because the responses mostly, I mean, there were some, of course, ugly stuff, on the most part, it was so well received because our discussion here last week captured, I think, what so many people are struggling with. And whereas we didn't realize it at the time that we were almost representative of other people going through the same thing, somehow it just worked. So well done to you.
And to you, Howard. Thank you so much for the time last week. That has been what's carried me through this week as I've seen the horrific images on
Absolutely.
TV. I hope there is a ceasefire.
Well, there is. They have announced it so far. It is holding, and please God, it just continues
to be there. Get the aid in there and
help
the people on the ground.
Absolutely.
And Shabbat Shalom to you,
Thank
my
you,
friend. I hope you have an easy weekend, and I'm not seeing you next week.